Puck of Pook's Hill by Rudyard Kipling. Section 1. Wieland's Sword. Puck's Song. See you the dimpled track that runs all hollow through the wheat? Oh, that was where they hauled the guns that smote King Philip's fleet. See you our little mill that clacks so busy by the brook? She has ground her corn and paid her tax ever since Doomsday Book. See you our stilly woods of oak, and the dread ditch beside? Oh, that was where the Saxons broke, on the day that Harold died. See you the windy levels spread about the gates of Rye? Oh, that was where the Northmen fled, when Alfred's ships came by. See you our pastures wide and lone, where the red oxen browse? Oh, there was a city thronged and known, ere London boasted a house. And see you, after rain, the trace of mound and ditch and wall? Oh, that was a legion's camping place when Caesar sailed from Gaul. And see you marks that show and fade like shadows on the downs? Oh, they are the lines the flint men made to guard their wondrous towns. Trackway and camp and city lost, salt marsh where now is corn. Old wars, old peace, old arts that cease, and so was England born. She is not any common earth, water or wood or air, but Merlin's Isle of Gramarye, where you and I will fare. Wieland's Sword. The children were at the theatre, acting to three cows as much as they could remember of Midsummer Night's Dream. Their father had made them a small play out of the big Shakespeare one, and they had rehearsed it with him and with their mother till they could say it by heart. They began where Nick Bottom, the weaver, comes out of the bushes with a donkey's head on his shoulder and finds Titania, Queen of the Fairies, asleep. Then they skipped to the part where Bottom asks three little fairies to scratch his head and bring him honey, and they ended where he falls asleep in Titania's arms. Dan was Puck and Nick Bottom, as well as all three fairies. He wore a pointy-eared cloth cap for Puck, and a